بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه، ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لاستبقوا إليه، ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبوا. متفق عليه. Continuing with the discussion of the new chapter which we have begun, the heading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given, Fadlul Adhan, the virtue which is accorded in Islam to Adhan. The word Adhan in Arabic actually has a root meaning, I'lan, in other words, announcement, or as we normally translate it, a call, in other words, a call to prayer. Azan, or the wording of it, this was divinely inspired, revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we were mentioning yesterday, the Sahabi name of Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdirabbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gathered Sahaba and raised this question as to what should be the basis, or how should we call the people for prayer, different opinions were given: raising a flag, blowing a trumpet, ringing a bell, etc. None of these opinions were truly liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they had in them an underlying leaning towards what we call tashabbu bil kuffar, imitating the kuffar, whether it's the Jews or the Christians or the disbelievers. And in Islam, anything that is associated with any other way of life, this is something frowned upon, particularly in our ibadat and in our worship, etc. So he says, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي وَكُنْتُ مُخْتَمْ. I returned back home and I was very worried and I was concerned, because لِمَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ اِهْتِمَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Because I had seen how much worry there was upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he describes a night spent like this in grief, in concern, and in this worry, till the time of Subah Sadiq came. And he mentions a dream which he saw. In one narration it comes, he asked the person in his dream, Atabi'un Naqus, will you sell me a bell? So this person says, what do you want to do with the bell? So he says, I want to use it to call the people for salah. So the person said in his dream, should I not tell you something, show you something better or more effective in achieving the maqsad and purpose that you want to achieve? And he says, then I saw this person. فَقَامَ عَلَىٰ سَطْحِ الْمَسْجِدِ. This person stood on the roof of the masjid. فَجَعَلَىٰ أُصْبُعَيْهِ فِي أُذُنِهِ. He placed his two fingers in his two ears. وَنَادَىٰ. And he called out. And in the dream, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdirabbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that this person repeated the words of the azan. In other words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ila akhir al azan. After having completed the azan, thumma sta'akhara, then he waited a little while. Anni ghayra ba'id, moved away. In other words, he moved away from me for a little while. Waited. Thumma qal, then he called out again. And the second thing that this person called out is what we refer to as the iqamat. That is, after the azan, short while later, the iqamat takes place. So he says, I got up and I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I narrated this entire dream to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what I had seen, and this procedure of calling people to the salah was shown to me practically in my dream. The reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaha la ru'ya haqq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is a true dream, inshallah, Allah willing. This dreams being, as we mentioned in the previous ahadith and whole chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah discussed about dreams. In one narration it comes that it is 146th of Nubuwat, and it being a means of guidance for the ummah, particularly after the door to wahi and revelation closes, that is after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we discussed in great detail. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirmed that definitely this is a true dream and this is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faqum ma'a Bilal. So he told Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi that stand on the roof of the masjid, but with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then narrate or mention these words that you saw in your dream to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and let him call out the azan. And in that particular narration is mentioned, فَإِنَّهُ أَنْدَى سَوْتًا مِنْكَ. The reason Bilal is being appointed over you is that he has a louder, a more melodious, a more beautiful voice than you. Allah has blessed him with that ability. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in effect appoints Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the first muazzin, to be the first one to loudly proclaim the azan in the form that was shown to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi accompanies Bilal onto the roof of the masjid, in other words a high position. And then he repeats word by word as he saw in his dream to Bilal, and Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivers the first call or the first azan of Islam. فَسَمِعَ ذَلِكَ عُمَرُ. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his home he hears this. وَهُوَ فِي بَيْتِهِ فَخَرَجَ يَجُرُّ رِدَاءَهُ. Rushes out of his house. This, the haste of Umar is enunciated by the expression in the riwayat, يَجُرُّ رِدَاءَهُ, that he actually pulled his cloak, in other words rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ مَا رَأَى. By the oath of that being who sent you as his Nabi, I also saw exactly the same thing. In other words, Umar radiallahu ta'ala was shown a similar dream to what Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi radiallahu ta'ala was shown. And in other words, the same wording of the azan was taught to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as was shown to the other sahabi. So this was a further affirmation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as to the fact that definitely this azan is something that is divinely inspired. And if we look at the wording of the azan also, we can see quite clearly that it is not just merely a call to prayer, but it is a public proclamation of one, most importantly, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is, as we mentioned yesterday, al-azan in our deen, in our shariat, has been elevated to the position that it is in fact a symbol of Islam. And it is, we learn from the dua that is taught after azan, that it is da'watu tamma, it is the most perfect, most complete, most sublime means of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, ulama mentioned, they say there are certain lessons in azan that we have to constantly revisit. That is why we are commanded that when the azan is called out, to listen to the words of the azan. Let them enter the heart, ponder over the meaning of what the muazzin is saying in that azan. For example, if you look at the azan, what is the first lesson? Four times this declaration is made. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. In other words, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is zero. Every one of you is a beggar before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walahul kibriya'u fis samawati wal ard. Kibr, authority, majesty, greatness in the heavens and the earth. only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having said that four times, what does the muazzin then say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah ta'ala. No one can solve your problems besides Allah. Don't stretch your hand out to anyone else besides Allah. The fulfiller of every need is only Allah. The provider of risk and sustenance is Allah. The curer of every illness and malady is only Allah. The one who causes the crops to grow is only Allah. La nafi'a illallah. None benefits besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having said that, then naturally the question arises in the heart that if the solver of every problem and everything is coming from Allah and is in the hands of only Allah, and the one who is worthy of worship only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the road to Allah? And that is Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That the road to Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Allah says, that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded you with, hold on to it. And that which he has prohibited you from, abstain from it. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah, you want Allah, you want to find Allah, you want to fulfill the dictate of the right of Allah, then only Allah has to be worshipped, then the road to that is فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the ittiba and in the following of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the first hukam? What is the first order? What is the first means by which you will follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the hukam and the injunction of salah. Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the distinction between iman and kufr is salah. The one who leaves salah has committed kufr. So, حَيَّ عَلَى السَّلَاةِ. حَيَّ عَلَى السَّلَاةِ. Come towards salah. Come towards salah. In other words, to obey Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to bring deen in your life, the first hukam, first means of ittiba, is salah. And what will happen through that salah? Your needs will be fulfilled. And this is why khayya ala al-fala. Khayya ala al-fala, come to success. Not just salah, come by fulfilling salah, that is the road to success. Istainu bis sabri was salah. Adopt the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr and through salah. And then at the end, the repetition of it, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah. So, what we learn from this is da'watu tamma. This is a complete lesson of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Not only tawheed, risalat, that the road to Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only risalat, but akhirat, which is inferred in hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah, eternal success in akhirat, is in fulfilling this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our azan itself is da'wat. Shall we continue, Subhanallah?